It's been called the Chariot of the Gods. More often to locals, it's the Big Red Box. After 40 years in operation, the aerial tram at Jackson Hole Resort in Wyoming makes the final run of its final ski season this weekend. It carries about 50 people at a time, up 4,139 vertical feet in a single ride, over the towering, jagged slopes of the Tetons. The tram has the highest rise of any ski lift in America, but it's aging and would need expensive repairs. Last week, we asked Rennie McKay of Wyoming Public Radio to take a ride. He sent us the sounds of the tram.
If you can't cram, don't tram!
These days, the tram is packed with skiers like Nick Anderson, taking in the views and wondering what will replace it.
And we're on one of the very last trams to go up Rendezvous Mountain. Kind of sad. And we're looking to the north here to the incredible view, and the first thing we see there is the Grand Teton, Middle Teton, and Tiwanaku. As we move a little to the left, that's Buck Mountain. That's all in Grand Teton National Park. Buck Mountain is critical mountain sheep habitat. As we get up just a little higher here, we'll be able to look at the Idaho side. There's Fossil Mountain just coming into view. That's still in Wyoming, but close to the line. It's called Fossil Mountain because those layers in it are filled with fossils from a previous ocean. They're mainly shells and corals. Pretty spectacular. We're going to miss the tram. I'm pretty sure there'll be another one here in a few years. Who knows what the solution will be, but I'd put money on 5 years. But we'll miss it. Over 4,000 feet in 11 minutes.
Rendezvous Mountain. All major runs from the top are open. To avoid the steepest section of Rendezvous Bowl, follow the bright green circles.
Nick Anderson used to be the race director at Jackson Hole. The tram was part of a vision back in the late 1950s to build a ski resort that would rival those in the Alps. The resort opened in 1965. The tram was quite an engineering feat for the time. One company went bankrupt trying to build it. It opened a year late in 1966. Total cost $2.5 million. And the tram turned Jackson from a sleepy mountain town south of Yellowstone National Park into a bustling tourist destination. Corky Ward signed on to work with the ski school a few years later. He's now the resort's ski patrol director. He rides the tram every day.
It's a huge part of the character of Jackson Hole. It's a year-round icon of the valley.
And you're looking at that tram from where you are right now.
Yes, we're standing at the top dock, and if you can hear the hum in the background, that's the cables going around the return shivs. And there, as one car comes up, there's another one going down at the same speed. And they do call it a double reversible jig back, which means when one's at the bottom, the other one better be at the top.
Or something's wrong.
Something's very wrong, yes.
Will you miss it yourself?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been riding it since 1971 and then first year employee of 72. And I'm absolutely spoiled with the tram. And I know that the Kemmers are going to do it right, and they will put in a new lift to the top, be it a bi-cable gondola or a new tram, of which I hope it's a tram.
You think it might go all the way up?
Absolutely. I believe so.
That'll cost a lot of money.
Yes, it's going to be $20+ million to do the entire installation, and I would imagine at least a year's worth of construction.
Do you figure when the tram does come down, will there be people who want a piece of it? I mean, when they take subway cars out of service, sometimes there are subway buffs who want to hang on to a car or a seat.
I'm sure there may be some public auctions of pieces and parts of the tram, cables, carriers, carriages, wheels. There's some pretty cool pieces and parts in here.
Do you think you'd want one yourself?
Well, I would hope they would give me one as a memento of my living and working here for so many years. But, yeah, I'd take a tram car and put it in my backyard, you bet. Have it as a barbecue pit.
Mr. Ward, thanks so much for talking with us.
You betcha.
That's Corky Ward, Ski Patrol Director at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. His retirement this year just happens to coincide with the closing of the resort's aerial tram. The tram's last ski season run will be this Sunday. Next year, skiers will ride a series of chairlifts to the summit. The tram will reopen this summer for sightseers before it closes for good in the fall.